I think leadership is just not judging people for anything they've done, just being there for other people in your community and respecting everyone's differences.
Leadership is service, and it's service with respect and compassion. And leadership is being connected to the people and the place that you're in.
Being a leader is being positive. Like, first you have to kind of take what you say to people, like, you should do this and this. You should actually be what you're telling people to do. Like, I like to see positivity in my community. So recently I've changed from my negative ways, I guess, and now I'm a really positive person, and it's helped me a lot.
A favorite quote that I like to go by is, be the change you want to see in the world. Everyone knows that by Gandhi. And I think that's a great example of what a leader should be, is be the change, set examples, and tell your peers what you think they should do to better their future and better themselves.
I think setting a good example for your peers and others in your community, it doesn't seem as easy as it is. Just doing things that you think is right, and hopefully somebody will see that and be inspired to do the same.
You may not think that you may be able to change the world, just the entire world, but even if you just do some positive changes and try to do the best you can in, like, the small communities that we have here, you can definitely see a change.
I think leading by example is very important, but I also think that there's something to say for being willing to take responsibility and step up and kind of organize movements of change. I think that that's really what's needed with youth leaders, is the willingness and the confidence to take the initiative and be kind of the driving force behind the movement. Like, a lot of times, you know, teenagers especially, we want to do something, but we don't know exactly how. And I feel like that's a role that a youth leader can really step into.